Tragos Amargos Podcast, a musical review, doc. We are back, and sir, it's been the season of the GOATs so far, fool. And we're going to keep that train going. Excuse me, what was
it's
that?
It's a fangirl, not a review. Fangirling over Bison music. Come
on, just keep pressing the buttons over there, fool. Okay, please, all right?
It's a musical breakdown.
I'm Jerry G. Jerry Garcia is in the house. Comedian Jerry G with my boy.
Fern Rodriguez.
Always Doggy Dog. And, of course, the engineer himself, El Ingeniero.
Please check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. It's all up on all the podcast platforms. Check us out on youtube.com/comedianjerryg to watch Jerry get hard while talking about his favorite Bison music.
Yes sir, this is Tragos Amargos podcast season one, and dude, it seems like we've just been doing bangers after bangers. We gotta start off hard, fool. So we started hard, fool, but
how this, hard exactly?
As hard as my lip thing can get nowadays.
All 5 inches. Yeah.
How do you know it's 5 inches?
I was like, wow, man, you're giving him a lot of help.
That was pretty accurate.
Thank you.
That was very accurate, actually.
I gave you 1.5 inches.
Wow. Oof. Esa no, compa, esa no.
How are we doing? Who are we doing?
These are my favorites of all time, bro. Los Bukis. Tiempo de mi partida. Oh, they're not here with us today. Sorry, they didn't.
Oh, they're not coming in.
Oh, they're not. I thought you. Producer.
We didn't talk to the security in front.
I what? Tried. yeah. Couldn't make it happen. I'm sorry, guys.
Repent Studios has a really strict policy.
Yeah, let's give a shout out to our Virgencita right here in the house. We got a mezcal bottle that hasn't been fucking touched at all with black ass fools.
It's chomps, dog.
Might as well be agua bendita.
Posers. That's what it looks like. The little fresco. It does.
Well, that's what it looks like. Man, those Bukis, bro. Where do we even begin with these guys, Fern?
Oh, man. It's just a long, long history of music, of great music, actually. You know, and finally now, last year, we actually got to...
El reencuentro.
Yes, sir.
Gracias a Dios.
Yeah,
finally. Bro, we never thought this would happen.
No,
Did y'all go or no?
Yes, I did.
He went, I didn't go.
Fern goes to all the shit, dude. Twice. He catches everything.
Twice. Back-to-back nights.
You saw him twice?
Yes.
Holy shit.
I went two nights.
How was it or what?
It was fucking amazing. First night, it was a little shaky because of obviously...
Was it their first concert ever back?
Yes.
That one when you went
holy
to?
Holy shit.
Friday and Saturday, yeah.
So that was their first one, right?
Yes.
Like they hadn't performed
nowhere else before. Nowhere else.
My
that's,
God.
That's what I'm saying. Like the Friday show.
That had to be electric.
It was great. It was electric. Good. But they were, you could tell they were nervous.
That's a good word.
Pun intended.
I'm surprised you use that word. Yeah. That's all.
The guitars.
Surprised it was in your vocabulary?
It's like a funny word to use. Anyways, I'm sure it was electric.
Yeah, it was. Friday, like I said, Friday was a little shaky because the nerves for them. And being in such a big arena at SoFi. But it was good. It was good Friday night. And Saturday was even better. Saturday, I took my whole family. So it was cool.
And that's one I actually really wanted to go to. But the dates right away when the announcement, I was already booked on stuff, dog. And I was like, damn, fool. So I just kept hoping they would add more dates.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they added dates, but elsewhere.
Yeah. I think it was only four cities. It was LA, Chicago, Dallas,
Oakland, I think,
and Oakland.
I mean, this was 25 years in the making. Yeah. No more, what up?
Yeah.
Since they broke up,
1996 apparently, May 18th,
96. So that's more than 26 years in Poneke. 25 years.
Yeah.
But I mean, I remember, dog. I was a huge fan back then. Again, low key. I wouldn't tell people. It was kind of not GAY to like the Bukis. Back in the day, it was Paisa and GAY at the same time. Not only Webback, but you're the softy as well. For me, growing up in the streets, dog, I had a reputation to maintain, fool, you know?
Jerry banged.
That's right, doggy. I be gang banging, bro. Gang banging with no women around.
So Bukis is a different genre that I feel like than what we've done so far.
Es música grupera, romántica, baladas. It's a beautiful thing, bro. Yeah. They don't sing corridos, are they? Maybe like one whack corrido or somewhere.
Nowhere. I don't think so.
Well, let's talk a little bit about their trayectoria. Beginning of Los Bukis. Like, first of all, I always want to know. I didn't look this up, right? I haven't cheated, but I always wondered where the name Los Bukis come from. Those are some of the questions I have here today for you gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Those Bukis, how old are these fools, dog? Because, man, they're doing their thing still. And some of them look pretty good still, man. And some of them don't. I would love to know why they broke up. if you can Wikipedia that shit somewhere. Those are questions I want answered before the end of the show, and I think el público se lo merece.
Okay, I can help you with one of them. The first one. Marco Antonio Solís is 62 years old.
That's not bad, but he's 62. Getting there. He's 62. Getting there, but that's not bad. I thought he was a little older,
from honestly. From 1959.
I thought it was like 66 or 67. Yeah. Okay, cool.
62 years old. The name Bukis is actually a term used like in the Yaqui language. So it's for like little kids.
Who's
so
Yaqui?
Yaqui way.
Yaqui?
Like where Sonora, that oh. area, those Yaquis.
That, you know? Like, do they get along with the Aztecs?
Los Yankees. Los Yankees.
Oh, yeah, we're the Yankees.
Yankees.
Yeah, yeah, and so because they were little kids when they started the
group. Oh, the term for saying little kids in Yaqui language?
Yes. Correct.
In Yaquilandia, se dice Bukis.
Buki. Yes.
Hey, okay. Buki, ven para acá.
Ah, like squinkle.
Plebe.
Plebe.
Squinkle.
What's the other one that was being used a lot? They were using it a lot on some show. And Pinche Narcos. They use it a lot on. I'll come back to it. Pinche Sinaloa and Sinaloa.
Oh, it's plebes, wey.
There was another one. Maybe it was plebes, but there was another one. There was another one, fool.
Because they were little kids, basically, when they started the group. So that's probably why they named them that. Because they were like, Marco Antonio Solís was like 15 years old when he started this shit.
15 years old.
Falso Amor, I think he was
no more. But he had a brother that was older, dog.
Cousin.
Is this cousin? I thought it was brother.
Cousin.
El otro gay, que también es Solís.
Joel.
Joel, there's a Javier Solís, no?
According
Javier,
to Wikipedia, yeah. it's his cousin, dude.
So, okay, cool. Yeah. Cool.
So it's definitely right.
But from what I know, this is what I know, is that the cousin was the leader, bro.
Yeah.
And the creator. Him.
Both of them. Yes.
I know they didn't get along off the bat, it seemed like, because that fool left like pretty early.
No, that was, he's always been there. Joel's always been there.
One left.
Yeah.
Early
on, let me see.
See, wait. I want to say Javier.
Even if it's not true, we got to just make shit up just for entertainment.
I remember there was beef off the bat, and I think it had to do with like ego shit, and then one of them fools left because he tried to be like his own shit, but he sucked.
The group was started by Joel and Marco Antonio.
Okay.
And then the other...
And Joel is still there now?
Yes.
Okay, there's another one in full.
There's another one, Solís, Jose Javier.
That
Solís.
Guy, Jose Javier. Yes.
He was a percussionist.
Okay,
but he started in 81... to 88, left, and came back 2001.
Got you. 2001? When there was no one there no more?
I mean, 2021, sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course it meant. But he was part of the reason. Like, I remember there was some real deep beef, fool, with that guy, Jose Javier Solís, fool. Mm. And there was some, like, real shit, like, I'm out of here, fuck this shit, boom, 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 boom.
Where would you learn about this, like, news back in the day?
En TV y novelas. To be honest with you, just watching TV too. Primer to be honest impacto. With you, yeah, pinche el gordo y la flaca.
Yeah,
yeah. Honestly, food, just stuff that I come across. I never dug in anything like, but I always wonder like, whenever I hear bookies on TV or RCs, ¿qué pasó? Que el buki dice que no se siente muy bien ahorita. I'm like, oh, like he would get married a lot. He has like 3 wives and shit or something. He's had like, he's been married like 3-4 times. El buki, that fool gets some prime women, guys. If you want to get some real legit. Grade A. I don't want to say pussy, but
he's
pussy.
He's been married twice.
Oh, twice? Okay.
This foot just exaggerating.
Beatriz Adriana.
From 83 to 87.
Mm-hmm.
And Cristina Salas. He's been married to her.
That's the one that she's with right now?
Yeah, since 93.
I thought they separated, though.
No.
He's just making shit up.
Because, yeah. You know, I met El Buki.
Here Mayor. We go. Here we go.
El Buki Mayor. Here's the name dropping. Where's the sound effect for a name drop? I did actually get to meet him. I've shared the story several times. And
you're going to hear it one more time.
Let's do it again. Let's do it one more time. But early 2000s, well, I want to say like 05, 03, por ahí, güey. I went to pick up my parents from the airport in LAX. Mm. International, Tom Bradley. Yes. So all these flights are coming in from all over the world into the like terminal. And I'm there. And I'm waiting for my parents. I don't remember the details, but basically, I was there waiting for my parents. I was there for a long time. Mm. El pinche avión no caía, güey. All right? I was there, and then the plane got delayed, fool. All right? So I'm there. Like, let's say the plane was supposed to be there at 5. It's already 6, and then 7, and then 8. Y no venía el pinche avión, güey. Right?
When was this? What year?
Like 2005, okay. Fool. Like 03, yeah, so like between they, 3, 4, or 5.
So there was no like pretty much cell phone.
No, family, I
your
had
family,
a flip
your family, like your mom. You or them.
No.
Blueberry?
Yeah. Flip phone. It was flip. A flip phone at the
Razor.
I had a StarTech. Yeah, the Razor. The Razor.
What the fuck is that?
That was legit. Right?
Yeah, the Razor.
You were legit, but you were legit.
No tenía cámara, güey. That's part of my story here. That's why there's no proof of this.
It was like one up from the beeper, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Well, it also takes text beeps. It also beeps for you if you don't want to get the phone call. Yeah. So I'm there early, you know, and then so like, I'm so desesperando, güey. And I keep checking the flight. And it did say a delayed, fool, you know, retrasado. Right, I'm like, oh, like my cousin. All right, anyways, and then finally, llega el avión, and all these people are coming out. You know, every once in a while, people are coming from different flights. And una, I saw this, but I'm waiting on the rail. You know, there's a rail for you. Waiting on the rail for
international.
Way. And una, this is when no, fuck it. I see a hot ass blonde chick. It's probably his wife.
Yeah,
hot ass blonde chick carrying like two fucking luggages for bad bitch. And I'm staring at that. She's like, damn, esa vieja está bien buena, güey. God damn. I'm looking at her, and I look back, like 10 feet behind her. I see Marc Antonio Solís, fool. Like, I'm like, oh shit. So, and I don't want to say nothing. I'm by myself.
Yeah.
But there are these paisas there too.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say nothing because I don't want people burn to rush
it.
Him.
Yeah,
you know? So I'm just like, I'm for sure it's him. If I see his face, like, that's fucking Marc Antonio Solís, done. Then I run over to the end, fool. And people start to notice.
Yeah, people
start to notice, like, hey, mira, mira. And people start to know. And so anyways, he comes out of that shit, sale de la terminal, and I'm right there meeting him, like, it's Marc Antonio Solís. Sí, mijo, sí. And then me trying to make, like, be a friend, trying to make conversation.
Por casualidad no veniste en el vuelo 245 desde el DF, Distrito Federal.
And he's like, he goes, ah, sí, mijo, en ese vine. Ah, sí. He goes, and he's like, y gracias a Dios ya venimos en bien. Ya llegamos en bien, gracias a Dios. I'm like, ah, qué bueno. Es que mi mamá, mi papá están en ese vuelo.
No los viste.
No los viste. Los estoy esperando. No los viste. Se parece a mí, pero está más viejito. And I'm just like, I'm trying to make conversation with him. And he's walking slowly, but being very nice, dog.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm just like, oh, es que ese vuelo venimos para. Ah, qué bueno. Pues, mijo, ya llegamos. Y ya tus papás ya llegaron bien. Ya llegaron bien.
Déjame en paz.
I'm also like 26 years old. I used to be like, I'm fucking 10 and shit. Like, you know, like, okay, ya llegamos. Ah, qué bueno. And then I go, ¿le puedo preguntar por un autógrafo? Right? I go, pues, ¿can I get un autógrafo? He goes, claro, mijo, claro. Isn't that? And I have no pencil, dog. I have no pen, no paper, nothing on me, fool. Yeah. Nada, güey. I'm just like, Miss Pera, and then I'm just looking around and I'm just like asking first, and then by the way, he keeps walking,
of course.
Right? He's just like, and then he just goes, pa la otra, mijo, pa la otra también, pa la otra. And then he just keeps walking, fool, like taps me my shoulder. And it's just very sweet, man. His wife, on the other hand, she was like way outside already, fool, like with the bags all
pissed.
Maybe it was delayed or something. She wasn't, I don't think she was smoking, fool, but she was just like already in the curb, like fucking get me the fuck out of here kind of shit. So he was nice enough to like, slow down, and then other people started hitting up. Other people started coming, and I did have a flip phone. I couldn't take a picture; that wasn't even an option. Pendejo, like I wanted an autograph. I had nothing to write with, dude. And it was like, fuck, fool. But just meeting him, talking to him, he was a sweet, sweet guy, fool.
Yeah.
That next time never came.
Next time has yet to come. Has never
one
came,
day,
fool.
One day. They have they have one more concert in Mexico in December.
Yeah, they're gonna be in TJ in September. You down?
For oh, for real?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm so scared of TJ, fool.
He's just coming up with excuses,
some other
dude.
Man, fool. Come on, G.
September?
September.
I think I'm down, fool.
It's a little cheaper than here.
Is it?
Yeah, a lot cheaper actually.
That's tight.
Yeah. I want to see it, dude.
They're gonna play where the Cholos play. The soccer team.
It's like a gladiator. You never saw him back in the day, Jerry? I guess it would have been 90.
Performing wise, I'm trying to think. I don't think so. I don't think so, fool. I don't think I've seen him live, fool. No. Because they broke up at 96, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no.
I would have had a chance to meet him, too. A friend gave me tickets to his concert in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. When he obviously did solo shit.
Yeah, yeah. This was 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And he told me, I know his manager. So I'll hit him up. And I was in a little pueblo. So it was going to be a little bit easier to get tickets. And sure enough, my friend got me the tickets. I met the manager. Everything was cool. We got like really good seats close up in a little palenque. So it was cool. And after the show, I was like, all right, cool. Perfect, everything gone. I text my friend, thank you very much. He goes, did you get to meet him? I'm like, no. He's like, it's part of the deal of like the whole thing.
Oh, you told me this story.
You're supposed to go to like the backstage area and look for the manager and he'll let you in.
What the fuck?
And I was like, no. He's like, dude, don't you know this? And I'm like, no, dick, you should have told me this from the beginning.
Oh my God.
Golden opportunity.
Oh my
Wasted.
God.
Yeah.
Like, he's one of the guys that, one of the groups I first started listening to their lyrics. And then I was just like, man, and their beats. And, you know, obviously, my first song I can remember from them that I got to was obviously Tu Cárcel.
Tu Cárcel.
Yeah. Tu Cárcel was probably En Mi Pobre Corazón or something like that. Something about being pobre. I look it up. And then Fin de Semana, Navidad Sin Ti, güey. Oh, my God. But once I started listening to those fucking songs and what they stood for and what they say, güey, game changer, bro.
The song Tu Cárcel, it's a movie also, right?
Yeah,
I remember seeing that.
Oh, here we go.
Another Cornelio Reina.
Oh, my God. From the School of Cornelio Reina Academy Acting. God, dude.
Yes, this was a big hit.
I love Michael Don Solis, way. And he did pretty damn good by himself.
Yes, he did.
But not that great. Hey, all right? Like he had albums where like 2-3 songs were cool and the rest were like whatever, fool.
Yeah.
I bought Marco Don Solis albums, fool.
Yes.
Wanting to like everything. And after like 2 songs, I'm like, that's a cool song. And then the rest were like whatever. What I'm trying to tell you is that when Marco Don Solis, I've never been to a concert, mm-hmm. but I'm guessing he sings a lot of his own songs.
Yes, he does.
And that's where people go take a break and go to the bathroom and shit.
No.
And then he'll sing boogie songs.
No, he mixes it in very well. But he has enough hits, dude.
Yeah, he does have hits on his own.
That he doesn't have to play.
But on his own is like...
No, well, he plays a lot of the older stuff. And he plays his hits. He's had, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 solo albums.
Yeah.
Let's take out 2 of those in each album are good.
Course. Like 8, 10
That's
songs.
That's 10 songs.
Yeah, right? You're right.
Yeah. And then he throws in all the other Buki stuff that he wrote.
Yeah.
So it's like, come on. They're good shows, dude. They're really good. I've seen Marco Antonio by himself. I'm gonna say 4 or 5 times.
Damn.
4 or 5 times. I love it.
He's bad, fool. He's dope. I would see him. I wanna see him, dog. Yeah. I wanna see him. I've seen Mark Anthony. That's the closest I've
come to
Mark Antonio Solis. Mark Anthony.
You forgot the O.
Yeah. I took the wifey when I was married for an anniversary, dog. We got like fucking 3rd row full seats, fool.
Oh,
like,
that's nice.
Tails right there, dog. Mm. And he started throwing flowers at us, and I almost caught one. And try to catch any shit. Yeah, Marco Solis.
What about you, Fern? How did you start listening to him? Or
started listening at home. This was always being played. This
the old cliche, right?
This is your clean.
We're not gonna go that hacky shit.
Yeah, no. But yeah, this was always played at home. It was just so in the 80s, everybody was playing this, so it was always around. I had a family member who was trying to start a group. So he was like, this is what I want to sound like. This is what I want. It didn't sound anything like it, but this was the inspiration behind it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before I forget it, I don't want to get to it because now he says that he was trying to start a group. It's funny because when those bookies broke up, they tried to keep it going without him and they called himself Los Mismos.
See, because they couldn't use a name.
That was a clever name. Again, they couldn't use a name, right? That's gotta be some shit right there, fool. Yeah. Like Marco Solis, like saying, "Nah, fool, you can't use my name, dog," which is crazy, dog. Bro, I don't like to talk shit about Marco Solis. He's my fucking G, bro. But something really bad must have happened there.
I think
fool.
So.
He legit turned his back on them, bro.
Hmm.
Like he just said, "Fuck you guys. I'm on my own. You can't use my name. You can't use those bookies. You can't sing my songs.
Yeah.
You can't do shit, dog."
Mm.
Like, nothing, fool. Like, and those are family, bro. Friends, dog, that he started the group with. So, and then, let me tell you something else, fool. So they break
preach,
up.
Dude.
So,
preach, my brother.
So they break up in 96, right?
Yeah.
Like, 10 years have passed now. Now it's like 2006, 2007, fool. There was this thing going around on the radio. I think it was like a Winna, like X or one of those. These fools were literally raising money to have those bookies perform one night only.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they were starting to do this thing. It was becoming a big deal where, like, they're like, okay, queremos, nosotros, la estación, queremos patrocinar un concierto una noche con los bookies, güey. All right?
Yeah, yeah.
So le queremos ofrecer a los bookies 10 millones de dólares por una noche.
Yeah.
Por una noche, donde ellos quieran, wherever you guys want to perform.
Yeah.
Una noche. So nosotros estamos recordando los sponsorships and shit like that. And obviously people are calling in like, I'll throw in kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, and it was like this thing. And supposedly that they said that we reached out to Los Bukis. We reached out to Marco Antonio Solis. We told his people, $10 million one night with Los Bukis. And he turned it down, fool. Like, nope.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Nope. So, like, he was very stubborn. And I don't know what ended up bringing all these guys together. I'm glad they did. Whatever they had to do, they had to do. But I know it was a long road of this. Yeah.
I see. I read in an article why they actually got back together.
They're broke as shit.
No, no, no. Somebody close to the group passed away. And so everybody, like, yeah, was yes. there. It died of COVID. Hold so on. They all got together.
Thanks,
and
COVID.
Yeah, COVID.
Thank you.
COVID brought back Los Rookies.
Wuhan, yeah. Shout out Wuhan, China.
So they were there, and you know what funerals do? Like pretty much, it settles all beefs, you know, because it makes people think, you know, why are we fighting?
Yeah, yeah.
And life is too short.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Somebody died, and they were able to get back together because of that. And they said, let's put the band back together.
Yeah. That being said, I don't know the details, but after 20 years,
25 years,
that's a solid fucking run, you know, of like being a band.
Yeah.
I'm saying that from 1975.
Oh, before they broke up.
Yeah, yeah, 19, it was like over 20 years.
Yeah, that's 10 albums.
That's like one every year.
You know what? You could see within the album.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying it's like a dope run, regardless of why.
You could see in the album covers how things started to change, how Marco Antonio Solis started becoming the figure of it. Like, there was some album covers where he's way bigger than everybody else, like his picture and correcto, name it. And then at the end, before they broke up, there was one that was already Marco Antonio Solis.
I was gonna say that.
Y los Bukis.
Correct. Towards the end. Again, fool.
That's
something.
Gotta be a trip.
So somebody le infló la cabeza a Marco Antonio Solis. I think somebody behind the scenes, like, fool, the old David Ruffin and the Temptations.
Exactly. That's what I was gonna say. Like, it's like he's pretty much doing everything in the
He did write the song
in some way.
He is
the lead singer. He's
like
composer.
Jesus Christ, huh?
He literally is him.
Yeah,
that's not a joke. I mean, that's got to be a trip to be in a band like that, where one person is basically the creative. He's doing
director,
everything.
Yeah.
And it's very different, I feel like, from stand-up, right? Stand-up, you're doing everything yourself. It's all kind of falls on you. Whereas on a band like this, like, he's the one coming up with the songs. He's the face. He's the one singing.
It's like Jerry Garcia and the American Wannabes. Very similar.
But no, I'm just saying that, like, from a business perspective, it must be weird when you actually start writing up contracts and, you know, who's going to get the most money.
Exactly. And I feel like that's something that could have been figured out, unless, like, you know, it was always from the get-go, like, we're almost going to make the same amount of money. Nah. But first of all, of course, that can't be fair when he's writing the fucking songs they can singing them. That cannot be fair off the bat.
And with family, it's probably even harder. It's harder to, because you it's easier to just start.
I will build
resentment and all that shit. So.
Man, you know how I say about those theaters, like, I have so many questions for them if I meet them.
Yeah.
Obviously, I have these questions for my Cantones Elise, but I don't think he would answer these questions, dog. Yeah, like, these are questions that there's
it's personal.
It's not in your business. Yeah.
Why'd you be a bitch and just leave a fucking group, dog? That's fucked up, babe.
You hurt my feelings, dog.
That's what I'm trying to get at. I don't think that's something you could just ask somebody for.
Yeah.
A person like him, for. Like, so I don't know, dude. I would love to know the real reason and why he's stuck. I get breaking up. I get going on and do my own thing for a little bit. But saying no to, like, ever coming back and reuniting, like, they asked him they would ask him all the fucking time, dog.
I'm pretty sure that it was just a lot of arguing whether it was money,
creative direction. Yeah.
And, you know, maybe, hey, I'm going to get a bigger cut and you're going to get a smaller cut.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like, what the fuck? Why? You know?
And they were so young, dude. Yeah. They were like in their 30s when this happened. Yeah. So.
That's true, though.
You know, like.
Yeah, you're on top of the world and you think, you know.
But you're right. You do see, maybe post up the albums as they go on, like, by the years.
Yeah, yeah, you can start seeing.
They are blending. They are wearing the same shit. And then
him.
Fucking, yeah, then it's just him has a different suit. Everybody has. And then it just got all of a sudden.
There's one specific cover where he's on top. And then everybody else is like on the bottom.
Yeah.
And he's like super big.
Like Jesus.
Like, yeah, like a size 12. And everybody else is like an 8, you know?
Yeah.
So you can just see the difference.
And like, I do remember seeing the Marco Antonio Solis Los Bukis. And even me, as a young man, I said, someone's not going to like that.
That would be funny to see the process of that, creating like the album covers. And Marco's like, you make me bigger. Like,
yeah.
Put me on top of everybody.
Designer. It's like, don't listen to these fools. They're my band.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He has daughters that sing too, huh?
Yeah.
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 They hot or what? Fool?
Or what?
They hot.
It reminds me of Creedence Clearwater. You know that?
Yeah.
That band.
CCR.
Apparently they had beef. They're brothers and they
cool.
That's hilarious. Jerry doesn't know.
Creedence
Clearwater
Revival.
CCR.
Never heard of them.
Shout out. I want to know.
Hall & Oates. Is it Hall & Oates or what's up?
Fucking Juan Gabriel did a cover.
Have you ever seen The Rain, Jerry?
I'm sure.
I don't know.
I'm just saying it basically.
I really can't fool. I rarely do that. It's rare and far apart.
My point is that it happens all the time.
That was a song, Jerry.
Yeah.
But I mean, for me, I just go back to The Temptations, fool. I love I love that movie. You got to see that movie. In fact, we got to do The Temptations on this fucking show, dog.
Yes, we will do The Temptations.
Temptations, bro, my favorite Motown band of all time, fool. And I watched that movie like fucking 20 times, fool. The Temptations movie. Like 20 times. And I love the part. David Ruffin and the Temptations.
And so he walks out.
Yeah, first he goes. That's it. We're going to call ourselves David Ruffin and the Temptations. And everybody's like, nah, like, no, my miss me. Get relax. The fuck out of here. Relax, fool. So then he's at the concert and he introduces himself like, I'm David Ruffin and these are the Temptations. I'm like, get the fuck. I just did it. And everybody's just basically like, what the fuck? That's fucking gangsta savage shit right there, fool.
Yeah. I guess that's where you got it from.
That's where I got it from. I'm Joe Garcia, and these are the American wannabes.
That should be next week.
I love
week's
doing
intro.
That shit. Pues los agüitan, güey. Se enojan, güey. That's how I say it, because they get all butthurt. And then I get a text later. Are you serious about that? Because you know we're all one equal family. I'm kidding.
Shout out to your American wannabes.
Shout out to Christian Zaragoza.
And then you woke up.
All right, let's get into the top five.
Oh, top five is not enough.
It's not enough.
It's not enough, dog. I think anything other funny facts that I mentioned that I met Mike Antonio Solis?
Yes. Mention that already?
Okay,
you went in about 12 minutes. I was timing it over here, so.
All right, so you're from Michoacán, too. Oh, here's another little funny story, but real quick. I don't know what a little thing. Okay, so on fucking. All right, so my dad used to work on 3rd and Fairfax.
Okay.
At the Grove.
Yeah.
You know the Grove?
Yeah.
Okay, so he used to work there. He worked there for a long time. He worked there from like from the 80s and the 90s, like 20 something years.
Okay.
Okay. So my dad has gotten a lot of DUIs in his life. So he hasn't driven.
Like father, like son.
Yes, he hasn't driven. My dad hasn't driven a car, fool, since like 1989, bro. I think he told me.
Wow.
89 was like, because in the 80s, he got like 5 fucking DUIs. And in esos tiempos, te daban tu DUI and they just make you walk home.
Yeah.
Te daban tu ticket. They used to take away their car.
Yeah, impound the car.
And impound your car and you used to walk home. Fool.
Or sometimes you spend the night in the
sometimes
tank.
One in jail. Yeah. So after the 5th one, my dad got scared because they threatened him. We're like, next time we get you, you're going to go like do years and shit. Right? Yeah. My dad got all fucking scared, fool. So he never drove again, fool. Holy my shit. Dad has a phobia.
Holy shit.
Yeah. My dad has a phobia.
I didn't know this.
Instead of stop drinking, he stops driving.
Instead of, you have a choice. You stop drinking or you stop driving.
Oh, it's easy. It's
my dad never. I want to do that as a joke, but there's a comedian who says he stopped drinking. He stopped driving to just keep drinking, so I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But it's a true story of my dad. My dad chose that, literally.
Yeah.
But he also got an actual phobia, bro. Mm. Like, you can't even move the car to the other side of the street.
Wow.
No, we tiene miedo.
It shakes.
Dude, that's crazy.
See, wait, so, like, the jip. What is it? The when a fool can't throw the ball?
Fuck.
The jips?
The
jips? The yips. He has a yips, bro.
Fuck.
He's got a yips where, like, you can't.
Damn.
Yeah, anyways, long story. So I used to go pick him up every once in a while from work, dog, right? So I would take Fairfax, fool. And Fairfax and, like, Vermont, fool, I want to say, like, in the nicer part of LA, West LA, there's this hotel, fool, right? Hay un pinche hotel. I forgot the name of the hotel. It's still there, fool. And I remember, fool, que allí siempre, pero siempre, güey, estaba los Bukis tour bus, fool. So I'm not saying they were living there, but that's what they parked their tour bus, fool.
Mm.
So we had 2 Bukis tour buses parked on that hotel. And yo, every time I drove by there, I always like wanted to, I would pull in the hotel just to see if I would catch them slipping and shit. And I would go in with my dad, ¿Dónde vas? Aquí están los Bukis, mira, está el bus de los Bukis. Pero ¿cómo sabes que están aquí? Nomás están los buses. Yo miro los buses todas las mañanas cuando vengo al trabajo, ahí está el bus. And they're like, oh, nomás quería ver si están aquí en el bus. Ay, muchacho, está loco. Salte, pendejo. But it was such a trip to see the Bukis tour bus there all the time. And then just wanting to catch them slipping, fool. Like, I was hoping I would run into them. That story led nowhere. But
yeah,
that was nice. That was nice.
All right, top five. Let's go, Jerry.
All right, top five for me, dog.
Start up with Jerry.
This is it. This is the one for me, dog. Yo te necesito.
Nice.
Yo te necesito. Presiento que voy a llorar al partir. That's a jam, fool. Mm-hmm. Tus mentiras.
Yes.
Necesito una compañera.
That's a good one.
And I like the beat of this song, Loco por ti. And so many more, fool, but I'm going to let you go, fool, so we pick out some more as we go.
Yeah. My top five. This is an early hit. Estabas tan linda.
That's a jam, fool.
That's a fucking jam.
The night
jam.
You left?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fucking banger, though. Wasn't yes. it like raining too?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Tus mentiras also.
Yeah, it's a jam, same. Fool.
You
got presento que voy a llorar también.
No, no, yeah, but I'm highlighting.
Ah, oh, me volví a acordar de ti, fool. Tal,
me volví a acordar de ti.
I love that
ti.
Song, bro. Fucking love that song.
Yes, yes. That's a jam right there. El ladrón de buena suerte.
That was pretty cool,
that's
too.
That's my jam. That's pretty like cool. For
that was
a long
cool.
Time.
That's a cool story.
And since we are doing Marco Antonio and his solo stuff.
Whack.
Si te pudiera mentir. That's fucking jam. All that's right, my that's dude. My all time favorite Marco Antonio song. Right there.
Tus mentiras, bro. Fuck, fool. Oh my goodness.
Can you give us a little rundown, Jerry, or what?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the lyrics to make sure I get it all right.
Your lies, right?
This yes, it. Your lies. No sé por qué no fuiste sincera. I don't understand why.
You
lied.
Yeah.
Dejaste que yo más te quisiera. You allowed me to fall more and more in love with you. And I kept giving myself to you. I gave you my whole heart. For what? Just so you can lie to me? Basically, at one point, we were in love.
Yeah.
There was a time where everything was beautiful. But then I realized, I sighed. Por fin.
Yeah, I think he just realized that yeah, she was already lying to him. And it's like... fucking the heart
I felt myself die
yeah
once I realized que tú eras de él
yeah.
y hoy
catching
que te necesito y ahí basically caught her slip and die
yeah
damn fool he witnessed it fool
been there done that though
yes sir if I had a nickel bro if I had a nickel I'd be a rich man you know how many women have cheated on me fool I realized dude doing this podcast. Like, every time we do this podcast and we talk about a girl cheating on me, a different girl comes up in my head, fool.
A song.
I've already counted, like, 12 in my head, fool. God damn. That's her thing, fool. If you ever want to cheat on a guy, get with me. Dude, look what your lies have done to me. Damn. You've left me with my chest broken. Mi pecho, basically. My heart. My soul.
Ribcage. His whole ribcage is yeah. shattered.
He got a fucking Street Fighter 2'd out, dog. Este es para mí el día más triste. I love how he says this part, yeah. bro. It's
great.
Este es para mí. Que esperé lo que me hiciste. Ay, dolor.
It's like,
Y que esta vez había encontrado.
The drums in this song is so fucking good. Damn, they sound like those 80s rock ballads.
Yeah.
Damn, your long hair doesn't help, people.
También fui.
Por ti burlado. Bro, the fuck. Damn.
Yeah. The...
You told me. You played me, dog.
And then when he talks, he's like,
yeah.
Por qué? Por qué?
When I picture Jesus Christ talking, this is how he sounds for me, fool.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, for real.
Straight up.
So this song came out in 1988. Some of the top 100 songs in the U.S. were George Michael, Faith, George Harrison, Got My Mind Set on You, Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, shit. They were 88? I thought Guns N' Roses, GNR was 90s.
I mean, that was probably one of the first ones.
Yeah, early albums.
Whitney
Appetite to Destruction.
Whitney Houston, So Emotional, Tiffany could have been, so... Just to give a perspective of what was popping in the States, in Mexico, this is
yeah,
what...
Yeah, in the meantime, I was in my room. Yo te necesito, man. In the meantime, right? Yeah. I'm like, viste que hiciste escolamente fue. I'm like, 88, bro? I'm fucking literally 8 years old, dog. I'm 4 years looking. I don't even know what love is. I haven't even had a heart on yet, bro. I'm just like, yo te necesito de mi vida. Bro, hilarious. Put Yo Te Necesito, bro. This is a fucking damn die.
You know what I love about this song? The little guitar riff.
Yeah, yo, the solo. You want to talk about some GNR shit right here, dog? Guns N' Roses right here. This fucking Axl Rose. It was a full Slash.
Slash. Yeah.
He ain't got shit on Marco Antonio, dude.
Yo Te Necesito.
It's on the second one.
Look, this one just gets to the point. He gets, you don't beat around the bush, fool. You don't got, hoy me desperté pensando. Nah, fuck that. Yo Te Necesito, fool.
Settle first down, line, bro. Dude. Settle
first
down.
First bar. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Este sentido jamás. I've never felt this. Espera tu nido. My nest awaits you. Yeah. My life is empty. See, if you're not here, I need you. I need you.
So once again, watch youtube.com/comedianJerryG. Check us out on YouTube to watch Jerry.
No sé de tu vida. I haven't heard from you. I don't know anything about what's going on with your life. I feel lost. Entre lo escondido. The days seem longer and longer. The hours just keep going. I don't even know what añora means, doc. Pero.
Waiting for.
Que te necesito. Come on, fool. Jesus. What year was this, doc?
So this is 1982.
82?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So in the States, not that anybody gives a fuck, the top 100 in 1982, Olivia Newton-John, Survivor, Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll, Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder, Ebony and Ivory.
Damn.
Steve Miller Band, Abracadabra.
Necesito. Let's move on. We got a lot to cover. Yeah, yeah. Okay, go ahead. Like,
Fern or what?
Go ahead.
Mine, let me see.
He's like begging this chick. It's like he's singing on his knees right now. Just please come back. Te necesito. Go ahead.
Let's go with Ladrón de Buena Suerte, please.
That's a cool song.
It's a great song. I love this song. Because the breakdown of this is pretty much like, if you were ever like, I always pictured this as a kid being like in, let's say in high school, and he's in love with some girl. And she, in his mind, she's like the perfect woman, and he has a relationship with her in his head.
It's like Just My Imagination. Yeah, it's in my imagination.
There you go, Jerry. Mm-hmm. Just My Imagination. And the whole time he's just like thinking he has a relationship with her in his mind. And then finally somebody figures out, or the boyfriend figures out, that he's in love with her, or like he has an infatuation with her. And he like breaks them down, like, hey dude, that's not your girl, it's my girl. And he's just pretty much like, what the fuck, like my life is ruined.
He comes to a
realization.
So he's a stalker, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
he's... pretty much.
I also saw this song as like he's seeing this chick, he's dating this chick, and then her ex comes back.
No.
We've all been there where, like, oh, she goes back to her ex. Like I just talked about this in another episode. Like, that was me, dog. I was dating this chick. We're having a great time. We're doing dope. We're having a good time. But throughout this whole time, she's always still, like, missing her ex. And that fool calls, and she goes back to the ex. And then it's mi ladrón de mi buena suerte. Like, basically, he belongs to her. Basically, I was just here for a short time while, just to keep her distraída un rato, wey. But because I feel like, alguien me gritó fuerte y me decía que no era mía. Yeah. She's not mine, fool. Like, somebody came back and said, dude, she's not yours, fool. Yeah. Like, she belongs with me, dog. And it's like, mis ladrón de buena suerte. Like, now what I do, dog? Like, you know, who the fuck am I? I just get left out, fool, you know?
You all right, Jerry?
Everything goes back to Jerry G.
You all right?
Anyways.
Well, is this number 13 right here?
Let's take a break. Let's get Jerry some water.
So. Could you play Me Volví a Acordar de Ti?
Oh, beautiful song.
This is a great one, too. Because it's pretty much...
the beat of this song. I love the beat of this song.
Two things, yes. The beat and the words of this song are beautiful. Yeah. And what I love about the beat of it is this is the song where Chivo gets down the most.
Yep.
Like, if you pay attention to the bass, he's fucking ripping it, dude. And like, in the middle of the choruses. Dun, 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 dun.
So I remembered you again, right?
Yes. Yeah. He's I was pretty doing much, fine. I've been on my own, just living life. And then just one day,
I saw a couple that we used to look at. Or is this that song? Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm looking for lyrics. I don't have the lyrics, though. So. Basically, he's describing his life after her. Just lonely, sad. It is what it is. I'm just moving on with the world. And then just one day, I feel like he just like thought about it. Me volví a acordar de ti. I'm thinking of a different song.
No.
Como
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is it.
Yeah, this is, all right.
Yeah, me volví a acordar de ti cuando vi la pareja que tanto...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you saw another couple.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he like, right thought about
que tanto quise. So let's say like they were chill at the park and they would see a couple all the time. And now that couple has kids. So it's like, oh shit, time has flown so much that they have a pair of kids.
No, but a ella, no, wait.
No, the couple.
Ya la vida kids. Nos dio un precioso par no, de niños.
Like la vida you. Les dio.
Ese día. Preguntándome qué sería de tu vida.
Because that couple reminded him of
si
her.
Si de veras encontras el verdadero amor.
He's not going to be talking about it. We got a kid
o
with
si
it.
Yo,
fuck my ears.
Other stuff. And seeing it live was awesome.
Well, he was excited, fool. Yeah, I mean, oh, yeah. He put in his 2 weeks at FAMSA and to get back to work.
Dude, the first night, the whole time, every time a song would finish, they would say something like, oh, thank you very much. You know, we're happy to be back. In between every song on the first night. Chivo, every other song, he would try to take the mic and do that. But he would, like, make it personally about him. He's like, oh, yes, my daughter's here. And she went to school. And she graduated. And like, and Marco is like, hey, yeah,
para me, para me. This is why we broke up the first time, motherfucker.
Exactly. Now I remember why we don't have together. Yeah. It was so cool.
That's tight, dude. All right, next one, Jay. What do you think?
Oh, shit, man. There's so many, fool. Let's do it. Let's keep a classic one that a lot of people are familiar with. A seasonal one, the Navidad Sin Ti, fool. Navidad Sin Ti is a great fucking song, fool. So this song comes on around. Basically, this is the Mariah Carey. What's the Mariah Carey song?
All I Want for Christmas. This is you. The Mexican version of it.
The Mexican of that, fool, for sure, dog.
And it's about a love lost.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically for me it says like a recently divorced man.
Here we go.
For spending his first Christmas without his family, without his kids, without his wife. He just has a tree. Dog, I've been there, fool.
Get the napkin.
That's been me since 2015, bro, basically. And then he's fucking
7 years.
He's seeing the lights, just the Christmas lights on his tree just blinking on himself.
It's getting a little too real.
Yeah,
actually.
Fool, it is, dog. This is a soundtrack to my life, fool.
You need to make a Toxica playlist.
For real.
Or Toxico. For both the man and
the woman. Las lucecitas parece que hablan de ti.
Wow. That's very poetic.
The Christmas lights are calling your name.
Calling your name. Why do you think she... in this story, why do y'all think she left him?
Oh, because it was her fault for sure. She's a bitch. She's a fucking bitch, da. She's probably hooked up. Yeah, Marcos Solis, da. She probably hooked up at a fucking company party with somebody. Llega Navidad y yo sin ti en esta soledad.
Look at him. He's like outside her house at night, just like creeping in.
Te espero en verdad con tu felicidad. Dude, he still wishes her well.
Feliz
Navidad.
That's already the tearjerker part right there.
I love how he holds it to the last. Like, you don't say it earlier. He says it at the end. Oh, no? My God. Yeah. Damn. All right, let's move on.
I think we need to move on before Jerry really breaks down here. Fern, you got another one you want to...
Let's go. Go ahead.
Presiento que voy a llorar, güey. Please, dog. Please. Presiento... Que voy a llorar. Oh no.
This intro is just like,
whew. No, you did. It's like a haunted house.
You're running away. Like, no, this is it. This is the song.
Damn. Extrañar. Oh, damn, bro. This one's get the shotgun ready, fool. Shotgun, two bullets. We only need one. Damn, duh.
Yeah, this is a good song. This is a great song.
Is that type of music, fool? I'm trying to say, dog. Yeah, it's literally that kind of heartbreak, fool. Este Dios me mata. He says it. He said it. Pues me alejo y muy lejos de ti. Basically, he's leaving on a trip. Basically, going on the road.
Yeah.
By the way, I'll be in Arizona.
Que voy a llorar.
Cinco de Mayo weekend.
2022.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody.
Presiento que voy a llorar al partir. Pues pronto me deseé alejarte de ti. Quisiera detener el tiempo. Cuando te detemplo muy cerca de mí.
I like this right here.
Abrázame más fuerte, pues ya me iré. Dentro de tristeza de ti partiré. Pero ya no estés triste, amor, pues primero Dios, pronto volveré.
Yeah, I think he's just gonna go work.
Yeah, he's gonna leave for a little while. He's gonna leave for a little bit, dog. Yeah. He's gonna be gone a few days. Kind of like what I do, fool. That's what I tell my chicks every time I leave. Don't worry about it. Abrázame más fuerte, pues. Yeah. And please make sure you don't call me over the weekends. All right? I'll be busy. If I don't answer, don't get mad. Do not pay attention to what is posted on my story. It is all a facade. Fool, what's up? What you got, fool? I got a bunch here, dog. I got a bunch on deck, homie.
Si te pudiera mentir. That's off his solo stuff. It's just pretty much saying like, if I could lie to you, that I'm over you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would tell you, but I'm not. I wish I could lie to you and tell you that I'm okay, totally. That everything's good, but I can't. You know, that's pretty much the premise of the song, but it's great.
If I could lie.
Now, of course, you know, there's a difference between a grupera and solista. This is different, right? Basically,
it's like a ballad, no?
Yeah, he writes lots of ballads, dude. This is a song. It's crazy. They use it a lot on the fucking, like, all the kids use it now because it's the one where they all are used to be some way and now they worked out and they look better or whatever. Oh, funny. The chorus, they use the chorus of this song all the time. He hecho unos cambios en mí pensando si te gustarán.
Oh yeah.
It's coming up right now.
Fern frequents the Paisa TikTok hashtag Paisa.
It's on my algorithm.
That's his algorithm.
Yeah, it hasn't gotten to me yet. It's Paisa, fucking baseball,
and butts.
Mm-hmm. Right here.
Hecho unos cambios en mí. I'm hoping that you would notice. Yeah.
And you like.
Yeah.
That's true, dog. I be doing that shit. I be fixing myself every time they dump me.
And then it just goes back to not being fixed.
Yeah, I just go back to the same shit.
I got your back, cool.
Yeah, yeah. What is that song that is from Y Tu Mamá También, Wey? And that's a jam, fool. I think it's one of his biggest hits, bro. It's like a huge hit.
Si No Te Hubiera Sido, that one?
I think so. Yeah, it's that one. Yes, it's that one. Yes.
Another one.
Yes.
Another one.
If you wouldn't have left, I would be so happy. Pretty much.
Yes. It's a jam.
So, wait, he's saying what, Fern?
If you wouldn't have left, I would be so happy. Like, that's pretty much the translation of the song.
But she did leave.
Yeah.
And now we're about to hear this track.
Yeah.
This is perfect karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Great.
Oh shit, I'm seeing that Jerry's next favorite band, Maná, covered this.
Oh yeah. We gotta do Maná too, fool. We definitely gotta do Maná.
I don't know about that one.
Yes, sir.
I wanna play that one just for a second, just to
They kill it, fool. Yeah, they kill it. Yeah. Boom. Boom.
It's a great song, dude. You don't have to be. Yeah. This is easy.
Yes, sir. I love Maná, bro.
Do you really? Oh,
I've
shit.
I've been to like 5 Maná concerts.
Holy
bro.
Shit. I didn't realize you were that big
I've seen them twice.
Yeah. One time I went, they were here like 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I went to 2 of those 4 days, full back to back.
God damn.
Yeah.
You're definitely a dad rock kind of guy.
Yeah, dad rock. It is like dad rock. That's funny.
That's a good one.
They put on a great show, though, man, those guys. All right, let's go. Oof, there's a jam right here, dog. Banger, dog. Banger. I think this is one of our best albums. This album has Yo te necesito, loco por ti, si me recuerdas, and others, fool. This is just a three that I downloaded from that album, but look at that album already. Just those three bangers. This is 1983 right here, homie.
88, no?
This one are our earlier ones, I believe.
Oh, where?
He starts off slow, but he's just fucking...
It builds up. The song builds up hard, great,
bro.
What's this song about? This one's about...
If you remember me...
Oh, if you remember... Oh, and meet me at the place where we used to...
Oh, yeah, we used to hang out.
That you'll know where we're at. Or yeah. Where we used to
he doesn't
up.
Say where. He just says, yeah. You know where, bitch.
You know where. You know. Yeah, you know where we were at.
Which is behind the bleachers.
The gazebo.
Yes, sir. Which is that, man? Just that dirty ass alley and shit.
Next to the trash can. Yeah. You're in an alley with Marco Antonio Solís. Yeah. His hair's flowing. You touch his beard.
Si algún día me recuerda. If you remember my love.
You know, Jerry, if we both take off our glasses, Sammy would look like Marco Antonio
Solís. Oh, fucking Weight Watchers.
Young bookies.
I know, for a guy who doesn't know who Marco Antonio Solís much, you look a lot like him, fool. You live your life like him.
Yep. I'll put my hair down for you right now, dude. Don't worry. Take a swig of that mezcal next to you. What is it?
It's Tobola.
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 Búscame en ese sitio donde tú sabes. All right, let's wrap it up, man. Thank you, man. This was awesome, bro.
Yes.
This was great.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Los Bukis, the goats of all goats, música grupera, bro. Man, these guys. Oh, yeah. One thing I'm going to bring up real quick. So these guys. They didn't inspire, but during the same era, we got a bunch of other gruperos always also bringing out the hits. Fool.
Los Temerarios.
Temerarios. Yonis. Caminantes, güey.
Los Yonis.
Yonis, güey. Yeah.
Industria del Amor.
Industria del Amor came a little later. Yeah, but
they were within that same time frame in the 90s.
Los Freddy's, compa. Yeah. Bro, I love Los Freddy's, fool. Bro, like this group, this era is not around much anymore, fool. Not, I think like Mafia is one of the last ones and shit. But
they weren't really.
They were like whatever, fool. But música grupera is Lo Bronco. Bronco, you can put Bronco there, fool. And it's like, it was a great era. 80s, 90s, it's beautiful music, just hit after hit. I don't know if these fools really got along or not, but I know that for sure they were competing. Yeah. I don't know what was going on behind the scenes. But I would love to know that also. Like, how was it with the other guys? Because, I mean, we're talking about Caminantes, Temerarios, who are also huge. Fucking huge.
I think we should do a Temerarios one.
Definitely Temerarios. Definitely Temerarios.
The drums and Temerarios are the best.
Yeah. Next season.
For sure, dog.
Yeah.
But with that said, dog, thanks for listening, man. Make sure you guys share these episodes, comment, like it, give us questions, feedback, fool, if you agree, disagree, any songs, any tracks that we miss, we're going to do a Spotify playlist. It's called Tragos Amargos playlist.
I'll put it in the show notes. Just look at the description and you should be able to find it.
Yes.
Tragos Amargos podcast, it's on all podcast platforms. If it's not on there, message us or Jerry. You can follow us on Tragos Amargos Pod on Instagram. Once again, I really, really recommend people watch the YouTube, which is on Jerry's YouTube, youtube.com/comedianjerryg, comedian Jerry G. Jerry just turns up. He's getting real emotional. This is his therapy, I'm realizing.
Nah, for real.
He doesn't do therapy, but when he's on podcasts, he's listening to these songs. He really lets loose.
Does it?
So check us out on YouTube for sure. Other than that, I think we should be good. This was Los Bukis. Anything else, fellas, before we jump off here?
That's it, man. This is an honor to talk about Los Bukis, and fuck, man, I'm a huge fan. You are too, fool. Of course, dog. We're huge fans of these fools, dog. And I just hope the best run. I hope they continue the tour. I hope to catch them. I'm kind of down for September. You said,
yeah, September. Tijuana. Yes.
Get the tickets, and I'll be forced to go, fool.
Sounds good.
He won't pay you back.
Right? Yeah, I'll pay you. Yeah. You're gonna do the Vicente trick on me?
I'll treat around on Hong Kong.
And Chinese food. I love it.
All right.
Peace. Ya, güey.